The Guardian.
I'm down at Marble Arch. It's about 11 a.m. on Saturday, and there are 80 to 100 fans of My Chemical Romance gathered here. They've come from as far as Brighton and Dorking, and they're protesting the Daily Mail reports calling their favourite brand a suicide cult. The atmosphere here today couldn't be more different, with people waving balloons, placards saying think happy thoughts, singing, dancing and hugging each other. Can you just tell me, please, your name and where you're from and your age?
My name's Emily. I'm from London and I'm 13.
I'm Susani. I'm 13. I'm from London as well, but I'm not much of a fan. She is.
So what brings you here today?
Well, I stand up for everything that they're saying about the suicide that's happened and how my company's been blamed for it, and I just think it's wrong. And I also love my company, so I thought I'd come here to support them, really.
So do you read the Daily Mail or do your family read it?
No.
Hi, my name's Katie and I'm 16 and I'm from Surrey.
I'm Charlotte, I'm 16 and I'm from Surrey.
Basically, we're just protesting against the Daily Mail being really nasty to My Chemical Romance. They're blaming the music, and I don't see how music can be blamed for somebody's death, because music doesn't tell you to kill yourself. People kill themselves, not the music, so it's not really My Chemical Romance's fault. We just listen to music and we all get along. As you see, like today, people going around with like free hug signs and things. We're much better than people imagine us to be.
Oh well, I've come today because the Daily Mail kind of painted a wrong picture of young people, and I think they were trying to use them as scapegoats for, of course, the Hannah Bond suicide. But I've been listening to My Chemical Romance for about 3 years now, and they're a really great band, and I love listening to their music. And I think they have such powerful melodies and such powerful lyrics. And if you ever go to one of their live shows, everyone's really nice to each other, and we can all get along.
Northcliffe House in Kensington. There's about 30 protesters here. They're behind barricades on the opposite side of the street to the Daily Mail office, out the front of Gap. Their numbers have been limited to stay on the right side of the law, and the main protest is going on up at Marble Arch. It's the one day of the week when the Daily Mail doesn't work, and the security guards tell me that virtually no one is in the building. Protesters seem to be taking it fairly easy as well. They're all sitting down, talking, chatting, laughing and eating their lunch.
I'm Craig Goodwin, I'm 17 from Upminster in Essex.
Okay, and what brings you here today?
To support MCR against the Daily Mail, who are claiming that they make a suicide cult of emos. No one here would class themselves as emo, I don't reckon. It's just Daily Mail trying to segregate people into groups so they can understand it.
And do you get the Daily Mail at home?
Used to, but stopped about 2 years ago now, I think, because they posted something in there about emos being the damn in the future or something.
Yeah. What was it? Parents beware of emo kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do your parents think about you coming here?
They didn't mind. My dad used to do protesting because he used to be a rocker when it was Mods and Rockers, and my mum likes MCR, so she didn't really care either.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.